Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Stories. Storytelling. Throughout the ages of time, stories have captured our attention. We have found ourselves and find ourselves listening, relating, and connecting to the story as well as to the person of the story. Having thoughts of, I'm not alone. You are not alone. We are in this thing called life together. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Deb Lind and welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Every week we bring amazing guests, whether they're subject matter experts, inspiring souls, forward thinkers, or perhaps even wounded healers. In June is PTSD Awareness Month. And here at PTSD and Beyond, we've been working on something pretty special for you. Something that you can listen to each and every day. Each day in the month of June, we'll be sharing the unique story of someone with lived experience with trauma and PTSD. We'll learn a little bit about their journey, how they're progressing through a healing journey, as well as hear their post-traumatic growth and how they've found meaning, purpose, and a superpower in the process of healing. We got to let you guys know that we are extremely grateful for all the folks that have shown tremendous courage to come on the podcast and share their stories and inspire everyone to listen to this podcast around the globe. We've had folks from England, Canada, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, Australia, the United States, and beyond. We felt that there was no better way to honor PTSD Awareness Month and to share the stories of our brothers and sisters from around the world and acknowledging their trauma, their challenges with PTSD, but also to teach us and to inspire us, allowing us a glimpse of their healing journey. We here at PTSD and Beyond hope that these stories will touch your heart and touch your soul and offer you inspiration and compassion for others suffering from PTSD, from folks that are affected by PTSD, as well as yourself. These are the powerful lived experience stories of real people. They are the champions who keep striving, who keep healing, who keep growing, and who keep living. We hope that you enjoy the PTSD and Beyond 30 Stories in 30 Days, honoring PTSD Awareness Month. Remember to please share these episodes with folks that you feel and you know will benefit. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. So let's give a listen to today's guests. 30 Stories in 30 Days starts now. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and we have another Share Your Story segment. I think one of the powerful things about doing these Share Your Story segments are the people that come on and we give them a platform where their voice is heard. And in addition to their voice being heard, there's always something beautiful that emerges afterward. And today's guest, I'm really super excited about her because in addition to sharing her story, she's also a health and wellness coach, as well as a nutritional lifestyle coach. So everybody, let's give a PTSD and Beyond heartfelt welcome to Lejeune Singleton. Lejeune, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to have people on. And when they share their stories, there's always something that, like I said, miraculous that happens afterward. And we know that through storytelling that you're going to, you know, you touch people's lives. And this is like a little mini biography of yourself. So share with us a little bit about your story.
So as a kid, I was a daddy's girl. My dad died at the age of 6, which was very hard for me because I was close with my father. I wasn't close with my mom. And I dealt with the grief of that for many years. I dealt with molestation of a first cousin. And I believe it stemmed from when I was a baby because he would always say, I used to change your diapers. So up until 10 or 11 was when it ended. And just dealing with, you know, feeling abandoned, you know, my dad left. Of course, he didn't leave willingly, but just the abandonment, the grief, just that emptiness that I felt, that loneliness. Right. And dealing with being molested, relationships not being fulfilling for me because it was that fear of, are they going to leave like my dad left? So going through that stage of promiscuousness and things like that were some of the things I experienced and really, you know, trying to come to terms with it. And you don't realize how it affects your life. I was sexually assaulted in 2007. And with that, the molestation came back. And I wasn't sleeping. I was in a car accident. And I was self-medicating with muscle relaxers, pain meds, just to try to sleep. But also with that, you're not able to wake up when you're having those bad dreams. So I started realizing that I was extremely angry, extremely volatile. I was punching holes in the wall because I was so upset and I didn't know how to channel that anger, and which isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So those were some of the things that I experienced with that. I was able to, you know, kind of work trying to do something positive with that. So I became a personal trainer and started, you know, doing fitness and realizing that, you know, how we hold on to our past affects our health. Most of us don't realize that.
That's a fabulous self quote. How we hold on to our past, we don't know how it affects our physical health. And in sharing your story, and thank you for sharing your story, by the way. Thank you very much for openly talking and having the courage to do so. You share some painful things, and that awareness of, there's a bravery about that awareness when someone can say, I have the conscious awareness of what this means to me and how it's affected my life. You know, not being able to sleep, having anger. And then the awareness of channeling, wanting to channel that anger to something else.
Yeah.
Which leads us to growth.
Yes.
How have you grown from these experiences?
So with the whole experience, I went to Bali October 2019 to a retreat for a week. And some of the stuff I was unaware of when it came to abandonment issues. I was unaware of that because, you know, you never think of, okay, when somebody dies, you never really look at it as abandonment. You know, you think of it as, okay, they died. So it wasn't a fault of theirs or something they didn't willingly want to do, but it is abandonment because you feel that that person loved you. So that was one of the things that I learned. Learning forgiveness and forgiving yourself because we hold on to so much stuff that we blame ourselves for.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no control over it for years. I was so embarrassed by the fact of being molested. And I was like, okay, I'm a kid. This is a teenage boy that's molesting a young child. And I was so embarrassed by it. And I felt like I should have protected myself more. There's nothing that I could have done. So forgiving myself for that, forgiving my molester, for, you know, because I don't know, not saying it's okay, but what his experience was. Because mm-hmm. typically when people molest, the same thing happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to forgive God, forgive my father, forgive my mom. That was one of the major things is forgiveness. In order to move on, being able just to let go, because sometimes we'll say we forgive, but we're still holding on. But being able to release that, that was one major thing, was forgive, let go. It happened. It was the past, because we live in our past. And that's not, you know, definitely a healthy thing. Yeah, the past happened, but you don't have to state it.
You have so many phenomenal self quotes here. This one, you know, we say that we forgive, and yet we hold on. You know, the other one is that, you know, we live in our past. That's what trauma does to us, is that we live in our past. These quotes are absolutely phenomenal. I hope that you listen to the podcast and use these. Really, I mean, they're extremely powerful. The more that we grow, right? Growth doesn't ever stop. Right. We grow, we continue to grow, we're growing. And then there's another level of growth, and that reoccurs over and over again to the point where we develop a superpower. So what's your superpower?
So my superpower is what I learned from the process of being in Bali. I actually got my certification as a health and wellness coach. And being able to realize that it's a lot of women out here struggling with their past, and they're unable to, you know, see that their struggle with weight loss is your past. You're holding on to your past. It's that fear of what'll happen next. Mm-hmm. So my superpower was to tap into helping other women that experienced what I experienced. I had a knee injury in 2011. At the time I was in 120 pounds. I went to my highest weight of 192, 193, never been that big before. Was able to lose the weight. Most of it was the food that I was eating, which was causing inflammation in my body. But a lot of women are unaware of that, of your past is your weight. So we emotionally eat. We come home and we drink a bottle of wine to self-soothe. And being able to help women tap into what's going on so they can realize, I'm emotionally eating because I had an argument with my boyfriend or my boss, or I had a bad day at work. Those type of things. To know why you're doing the things you're doing and not just doing it, you know, because most of us, we don't realize why we do it. We eat because we're bored. We eat just because. But why are you bored?
Again, amazing quotes. Your past is your weight, and knowing why and realize why you're doing it. Your superpower is helping other people with that awareness piece. And you're the gift, and you share your gifts of helping people with that illumination and that awareness.
Right.
And it's extremely freeing for someone else. I mean, that's just so beautiful. And it's true. We hold on to our past, and to say that a lot of women struggle, there are so many of us that do struggle. We're juggling so many things. And yeah, when you get bored, you know, there are many reasons why people eat. And the thing about inflammation in the body, we'd love to have you come back on and talk specifically about inflammation in the body. Now, with what we're doing right now, Lejeune, there's always a person who will listen to the podcast and they'll send us an email and they share with us how a specific episode has affected them and has impacted their life. Every episode, there's somebody. Right now, there's somebody, whether it's in Malaysia or India or Japan or Canada or in Africa, there's Mexico, there's somebody who is sitting here and saying, you know what, everything that Lejeune has talked about, I feel like that's my life. What would be some things that you would say to that person?
I would definitely say come to terms with what's going on, because a lot of us try to avoid, ignore, push it to the back, come to terms with it, get some form of help. If that's a therapist, if that's a coach, if that's a retreat, if it's some form of a group, get help, because we don't realize how much our past affects our lives when it comes to relationships, when it comes to jobs, when it comes to family. It affects us when it comes to self-love for yourself. And that's the key, is putting you first. And like you said earlier, we have so much going on, but we don't know how to put ourselves first. And we feel so guilty for it. Putting yourself first, taking time for yourself, if that's meditation, if that's prayer, if that's journaling, whatever that looks like for you, put that together and start forgiving yourself. It's this thing that I listen to, which says, I love you, forgive, you know, forgive me. And it's basically you're talking to yourself and you're telling yourself, I love you, I forgive you. You know, that's definitely important. So first, forgive yourself. Take a hold of what your past was and deal with it and push it, put it away, because it happened. It's the past. It's not coming back. So deal with it.
I like that. It's the past and it's not coming back. I can see that on a t-shirt for you, you know, something for your organization. And guys, I want to let everybody know that we're going to have Lejeune's website as well as her podcast information in the episode summary. But that's a great quote right there. I love that. I'd buy the shirt, by the way. So go ahead and do it. Anything else that you want to share with someone before we close up today? Any last words? Anything else?
One thing that I've definitely learned in my healing, my journey, my growth, is I had to learn to love me, because you can't love anybody until you love yourself. You can't take care of anybody until you take care of yourself first, because we always say, I need to be in a relationship to be happy. No, you can be happy before that relationship, but you need to figure out what tools, what keys, what guidance you need to get you there. Because nobody can give you happiness. Nobody can give you peace. Nobody can give you joy. You know, nobody can give you that real love, because we don't know what real love looks like, because we are not giving it to ourselves. So I would definitely say, start channeling into yourself, start pouring into yourself, because you can't pour into anybody else until you pour into you. So I would definitely say that, because this, you have to definitely invest in you and heal all those wounds and who hurt you and all that, and forgive and let go. So I would say, do those things, forgive yourself, start loving yourself. That's very important.
Forgive yourself, start loving yourself, and invest in yourself to heal those wounds. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond, and Lejeune Singleton with many, many bites of wisdom. And thank you again for sharing your story. You super powerful. It was a really, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember to hit that subscribe button, because when you do, that means you're going to get an automatic notification when another episode drops. Otherwise, we'll see each other next time. So make it a good one, eh?
We hope you enjoyed today's guest and their story on 30 Stories in 30 Days on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Remember to hit that subscribe button, as well as to like and share and comment. And make a note, because guys, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we've got another story on 30 Stories in 30 Days at PTSD and Beyond.